This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Okay. As we take you to new heights, enjoy 94.9.
One, two, three, four. Gotta get up.
Good morning and happy Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning.
Jess and Mitch are here with you this morning because it's Wednesday and that's what we do.
Indeed it is.
What have we got on for today?
Hey, if you've got an oddly shaped crisp, you might want to consider selling it for a lot of money.
Interesting. Okay, sure. I'm going to get straight to one of our favourite topics of Jess and Mitch, dumb criminals.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Plus later on, Policeman Bill will be joining us to chat about all things community, plus questions to the internet.
So good though. Now up next, Mitch, you seem a little down in the dumps.
Well, contrary to that powerful, zesty opening, yeah, I am a little bit.
A little hole in your life?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is it Valentine's related?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it isn't though.
Joy 94.9.
Jess, I'm feeling a little sad today.
Yeah.
Well, hey. Not a little sad. Just let me explain. Give me a chance to air my grievances before you start jumping down my throat with, are you okay? I just can't bear it anymore. You're suffocating me.
So far, all I've said is, yeah. But no, you're right.
Anyway,
sorry. I'm crampy style.
Thanks. Look, I've talked at length about my love affair with The Good Wife.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And now I've finished it for good
wife. Oh no!
Yeah, I got to the end, all seven seasons, and I want to articulate to everyone, I guess, the emptiness that I feel about it. Yeah,
yeah.
Because I'd compressed essentially 7 years of television into maybe 6 months.
Yeah,
and I've seen the characters grow for 7 years, but in this compressed amount of time, and it's quite unusual. And so for a while there, my life was mostly The Good Wife.
Yeah.
And so,
a good life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I mean, what do I do now? Do I build a kennel? Do people build kennels now?
Is that probably more like a birdhouse, I think would be.
Knitting, maybe?
Yeah, get into knitting. Crocheting?
I may have lost touch with what society does.
It's been six
now.
Months.
It's been a long time.
Okay.
But I actually had a dream about being a Good Wife supporting character in the middle of my viewing binge.
Yep.
And my guest appearance was so acclaimed that I got my own spin-off, which was also equally acclaimed.
What was it called? Did you catch the title?
It didn't
your
have
dream?
A title, but I assumed the good something.
Yeah, sure.
The good guy.
Good boy.
The good boy. Yeah, but B O I.
A good boy.
Yeah, but what was your last great show that had a huge number of episodes? Because keeping in mind, The Good Wife had 156.
Whoa! Yeah, good one. I think I spoke sort of recently about getting really into a show and then it just tearing me apart, and I only watched the first season. I haven't even watched the second season. I refuse. I'm done because it hurt me so much. But I remember doing that with How I Met Your Mother, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched it sort of like as that show happened. You know, I didn't just compress it all into one. And then when it finished, I just cried. I just cried.
It ruins people.
It's awful. It's such a void. I get it.
Yeah. So now it's off to live my life without The Good Wife. What is it when you do exercise? Is that that doesn't sound right?
No, I wouldn't recommend that one.
Okay.
It's a passing fad. It won't last.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, I found a...
Yes, hello, I'm here.
I know you are. I'm just, you know, you weren't looking at me.
Eye contact at all times.
Hey, over here.
Okay.
We here at Jess and Mitch are big fans of dumb criminals.
Mm,
we are
definitely
mad for it.
I want to be a dumb criminal just so we can talk about it on air.
But that's a bad idea. But I found one that I would quite like to share with you because it's a little bit funny. So a man has been found trapped inside a chimney.
Great.
At a business. So workers turned up in the morning. I don't know what kind of business it was that they had a chimney.
Some kind of Christmas shop.
Christmas shop or like a bakery with an open fire, obviously.
Great, yep.
So they got to work in the morning and heard him yelling. And they go, what is that noise? And they go and find him. And they called the police or called for assistance, obviously, sure. to get him out because he was trapped. Somehow they sort of got him out in the meantime. He threw a brick at them and tried to run away. He ended up getting arrested. But the part is that he was arrested for the 77th time.
77th
time.
That's pretty impressive.
When will you learn?
He gets a bat.
I don't know if he deserves that, to be honest. But yeah, so he's been arrested for the 77th time. He's going back to the same jail too. Same jail 77 times.
We just see all his mates again. Yeah. Maybe that's all he wanted.
But you mean you brought up a good point. Is a Christmas shop? Is so my thinking is because they weren't able to find a sleigh or any reindeer at the scene.
Sure.
My thinking is he 10 minutes too early? 10 minutes? 10 months too early? Or 2 months too late?
True, but. I mean, he's done it wrong 76 times before that.
Yeah. So, is it the same crime, I wonder? He just can't get down that chimney.
The same? Like, you mean the identical chimney?
He just keeps trying. He's trying different things to, like, lube himself up to get... Like, butter doesn't work, okay.
Lube kind of doesn't work. Olive oil, yeah.
Different types of oil.
And then just...
Aromatherapy oil. Yeah,
he starts getting desperate, like talcum powder. It just dries him up. Yeah. But just there's no slippage.
Hey, good on him. Hopefully he'll learn. But I also have a thing for rounded numbers, so I'd really like him to go to 80, please.
Yeah, I think it would be...
Or stop at 75.
Hit a century.
Yeah. You know what? If you're going to go to 80, you go to 100.
You've already done 77. What's another 23?
How do you do 70? He's only 41 years old.
God.
He's been at it. That's commitment.
That's wow.
Anyway, good for him. I guess.
He's done well.
Yeah.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Now, I enjoy making a buck as much as the next man.
Sure.
And the next man is, in fact, what I'll be talking about.
Okay.
So, this man in particular, he noticed an unusual crisp in his bag of cheese-flavoured corn puffs.
Great.
For the sake of it, it rhymes with Fritos.
Yes, okay.
And rather than eat his Frito, he thought, you know what? At a certain angle, looks a little bit like Harambe. I might sell it on the internet.
Oh, wow. So, I like that it's at a certain angle, too. Like, it's not 3D. From every angle. Yeah. But, viewed under the proper lighting. And, yeah, great. Yeah, cool.
It's Harambe-ish.
Sure, yeah.
And so he started the bidding at $12, which I thought was pretty steep considering that he could have purchased the packet for under $2.
Yes.
Right.
So, yeah, he's guaranteeing himself at least 6 new packets.
Yeah, and this is a single Frito that we're talking about.
Sure.
It's not even all the Fritos.
Yep. Yeah, it's one. Yeah. No, I understand.
I just want that to be clear to everyone.
I understand.
And it ended up being sold for $100,000.
No.
This single Frito that looks like Harambe.
No way.
No, it did.
No way.
100% did.
What?
Yeah. And so...
That guy made $100,000.
$100,000 on a Frito-shaped
that looked
Harambe.
A little bit like Harambe.
Yeah. And it doesn't... It barely looks like him. It matches a very specific silhouette of Harambe in a photo with a specific angle and pose.
Oh, my God.
So it's... I think the reason why it sold that high was because it was a side-by-side photo comparison which matched the pose in the real photo exactly.
Yeah,
So everyone's like, oh, obviously it's Harambe, but they're going to just get it and then go, wait, hang on, which way do I hold it up?
Yeah,
it's not quite clear.
At first I was like, that's kind of fun. You know, that's a bit silly. That's a funny. Yeah. But that's mental.
Yeah.
$100,000.
I know, not even the thing. And you know,
don't keep that money.
Those haters out there who'd say that I'm slightly jealous that I did not find the Harambe-shaped cheese-flavoured puff, and they'd be right. I'm livid about it.
Oh.
I mean, I've never found a salt and vinegar crisp in the shape of Timothy Dalton.
Oh,
I've never found a sour cream and chives that looks a little bit like, I don't know, Fabio. And I've never found a pretzel in the shape of Nora Jones. Where's my riches?
Oh,
that's what I want to know.
Joy.
Mitch, milk.
That's true. That's very true. Good point. Well made. Hey, a man in northeast Spain is suing a supermarket after he purchased a tin of chocolate milk.
A tin?
Like the powdered chocolate milk.
Okay. I was very confused.
It rhymes with shmesh quick.
Sure. Gotcha. Yep.
Only to find that there was not just chocolate milk inside, but also $20,000 worth of cocaine.
What?
Just what do you do?
Whoa.
Yeah. That's crazy.
One way to start your day, I guess.
I know. The police concluded that the pack was tampered with inside the supermarket and so are looking at a possible employee drug ring.
Wow. Yeah.
Crazy. But I'm more worried about the chocolate milk. I want a fun drink for the whole family, Jess, not a banging jolt in my body that sends me spiraling into the abyss of my mind. Then again, I just want a sweet milk drink.
That's what sweet milk drinks do to me. It's too much sugar.
Crazy. I want to be hitting my own head against the wall because of its real chocolatey taste. You know? And I want to be begging my parents for another sweet, sweet drink, but only because it's so genuinely refreshing. And but imagine the confusion in finding $20,000 worth of cocaine in that. Like, what would you do? What's the next step?
Yeah. Well, and why would they hide it in that, in chocolate milk? Like, people are going to buy that.
Yeah. Someone did.
If you want it to be safe, which I assume you would, and not get found by someone else, put it in something that nobody's going to purchase.
Yeah. Like, mixed nuts.
Yeah.
We're not giving tips on air about the best way to smuggle cocaine out of a supermarket.
Just be like, put it in something delicious that sells well, you idiot.
Yeah, chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Anyway, because of the tin of chocolate milk fiasco, in Spain, shoppers went crazy for chocolate milk over the weekend. Sold out completely for an unknown reason, I assume.
Weird.
Yeah.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9. On air and online at joy.org.au.
Hey.
Hey, Jess.
A man in France.
Oh, yes.
Is suing a ride hailing company.
Oh, yes. What does it rhyme with?
Booba.
Okay.
Nailed it. He's suing because the car sharing or the ride app notified his wife of his affair.
Great.
Okay, so he says he requested he booked a ride once from his wife's phone, logged out of the account. Yet when he was like back on his phone another time, it still sent her notifications. Would come up and say like, "Your Uber is arriving, Booba. Your car is arriving."
Yeah, sure.
Whatever it may have said, right? So they've since divorced, and he is suing the company for reportedly about $48 million.
What do you what's your take on that, Jess? Like, who's in the wrong there?
Let me think.
Okay, go on. Do you want some thinking music?
Yeah. Do you have some? You said that, but now you're looking at the screen, going,
"Yep."
God, sound effects are getting better in this studio. It's just surround sound.
But do you think? Well, maybe they had some kind of agreement where it wasn't.
Whose side are you on?
I don't know. I'm just playing.
Well, they obviously didn't have an agreement because they're divorced now, and she was not aware of it and was notified because of the notifications coming up on her phone.
It was pretty sloppy of the dude.
Yeah, but also like, he's just blaming somebody else.
Yeah.
For suing them for a lot of money because he cheated.
Yeah, I think to have that kind of assumption of privacy with an app like that is pretty idiotic of him.
I think if you're sneaking around, it doesn't matter what you do, you are 100% going to get caught. It doesn't matter, and it's not always in a cheating or in a relationship kind of context. If you're doing anything that's like a bit sneaky or purposefully trying to hide something, it's always going to come out.
Yeah.
It's always going to happen eventually. Sometimes it could take 50 years. Sometimes it takes half an hour, but like it's always going to come out eventually. So why, when it is so easy to like access information that's on your phone and stuff like that, why would you use that to...
Yeah.
I mean, not to play devil's advocate, but like, get a taxi.
Yeah.
Just hail a cab.
Yeah. Walk.
Walk. Get the train.
A bike.
Bike.
Segway.
Leave no paper trail.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like people have been having affairs for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And we're not, as humans, any better at it.
No.
Like, the technology's making it harder to have an affair.
Okay, so you are siding with him.
No.
Take it down.
No, not at all. I'm saying it's more difficult these days, I think, to do it.
Sure, okay.
I know that's a good thing. Because it's like, you know, just keeping everybody in line. Just stop having affairs, man.
Yeah, he should stop. Anyway, and you know what else too? If he gets, if he wins all that money, I bet he won't split it, will he? Because they're already divorced.
True.
Joy.
Hey, we're still on the milk theme this morning.
Of course we are.
But you're going to have to stick with me on this next one when I how I explain it, right?
All right.
So Shia LaBeouf, right?
No, I see the milk connection.
He had an anti-Trump art exhibition.
Okay.
Stay with me.
Yep.
It had to get shut down because it became a focal point for mob violence.
What?
In particular, neo-Nazis chugging whole fat milk.
What?
Yeah, so his art exhibition got upstaged because neo-Nazis were using it as a meeting point because it's anti-Trump.
Sure.
And so they're like, nah, not anti-Trump. And to prove their point, for some reason, they were chugging whole fat milk.
But how does that prove a point at all?
Okay, so...
Oh, no. You know why. Now I want to...
I do. So, first of all, they live streamed about 15 minutes of them dancing in front of the camera, to no music, by the way, shirtless.
For 15 minutes they were dancing?
Yep.
Oh, so long to
and
dance.
And each of them holding 2 to 4 litre bottles of milk. You know those big, chunky ones?
Yeah.
And just drinking as much of it in one go. So, first of all, a bunch of guys shirtless drinking lots of milk doesn't really sound neo-Nazi. It sounds a little bit more... So, just...
Hang on. What's it sound like? I love it so much.
I love that there's a... Of all the things, there's like a common ground now between being shirtless and drinking lots of milk.
Yeah.
Like,
why?
Neo-Nazis. MCA. but... Here's the great part. So you wanna know why it was whole milk? So it's the beverage of choice because at some point one of them had asserted that Caucasians have a superior predisposition for breaking down the lactose. So they've identified it as a white person drink.
Milk. We got milk. White people got milk.
Yep, it really is the perfect drink, Jess. But
I'm white, and I would be very sick if I drank 2 litres of full cream milk.
Well, that's the thing. They're drinking 3 to 4 litres of it, like in their little protest thing. And even if you're not intolerant to the lactose,
that's too much milk.
Mind you, they're bloody intolerant to other things. that you'd have significant digestive problems at the end of it.
Like you'd be
having
some cramps.
At very least. But what's your protest drink, do you reckon? What would you your drink of choice?
Probably, just to really stick it to them, probably just like a nice mango passion fruit smoothie.
That's good.
Yeah, take that, establishment.
You really take down the man with that one.
I may as well enjoy it if I'm going to be protesting.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
I just think water.
Keep my fluids up. That's better.
You know, because I think a lot of milk would make me bloaty, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, so that's... Well done, neo-Nazis on their...
It just makes no sense
on
at all.
Accidental display of...
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, joy.org.au for the world.
Yesterday, so it was Valentine's Day.
It was.
As we know, and I'm not huge on Valentine's Day.
Yep.
You know, I am single at the moment, but even when I've been in relationships and stuff, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Like, it's a nice excuse to do something, but I don't like, you know, don't have to make a huge fuss. Anyway, yesterday at work, as a bit of fun, they had this system where you could leave Valentine's messages for people and they would be anonymously posted onto this, like, this board that you could, not like a physical board, all online.
Yeah, great and potentially creepy.
Potentially creepy. They did say, like, nothing inappropriate is going to be posted. So it went through, like, a filtering process just so one person was just uploading them throughout the day.
Okay.
And it was fairly quiet at work as well, so I spent a lot of the day reading them and laughing, and then we'd leave ones for each other that were very clearly for certain people, and it was having a bit of fun. Anyway, there is actually a guy that works on the same floor as us, but for a different campaign, so I don't know his name, I don't know him, but every time he walks past, we're like, whoop! Like, I've got a little bit of a crush on him. So as a bit of a joke, as a joke to my friends, I wrote one to him. Because he was supposed to sort of almost, do you remember like in the MX when it would just be like, to the girl in the Pakenham train? It was like that. You're supposed to sort of write it like that rather than using names and stuff like that. So I just wrote, again, I don't know his name. So I said, to the tall, dark and handsome boy who likes 2-minute noodles and shooting hoops. I think you're cute. And then I sort of left it at that, and a few of my friends were like, oh, God, Jess, is that the one you wrote? That's so funny. And we had a bit of a laugh. Then it gets a couple of hours later in the day, and an email pops up on my computer from my friend Katie, who just goes, you got a response! And there's a message there that said, do you want to go on a romantic trip to New York? Can you please pay for flights? Love, basketball, noodle boy. Which I'm pretty sure would be one of his friends trolling.
You don't know that, though. You don't even know his name.
But I'm pretty sure, because there was another one as well from Noodle Boy that said, stand up at 3:04 p.m. and wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. Almost like identify yourself.
Right.
Problem was, it said do that at 3:04, but the message was uploaded at like 4:06. So okay. It's like, no, I missed the chance.
Yep. He'll never know the standing up Cinderella.
He'll never know, right? So it was very funny. And then end of the day, I finish up, pack up my stuff, go to the lift. Who's getting in the lift at the exact same time?
Oh, yeah.
Noodle Boy.
Yeah.
And so we get in the lift and we're just chatting a little bit. And he said, oh, did you see the Valentines? I said, oh, yeah. Some of those were pretty funny, weren't they? And he goes, somebody was having a crack at me. I said, no.
No way.
Really? He said, yeah, I know. It kind of makes you a bit anxious, like you're being watched. I was like, oh, yeah. good luck with that.
Oh, why didn't you say anything?
I should have. I should have been like, did you reply? Or
yeah, or at least go, hi, I'm Jess. What's your name?
I know. I didn't.
Why
I didn't.
Not?
I don't know. These are all the thoughts I had as we walked separate ways out of the lift.
Ah, Jess.
What could have been? It could have been a beautiful love story.
Promise me that next time you see him in the lift, you'll at least introduce yourself. Okay. It doesn't mean anything.
I know, but we've chatted a few times. It's almost too late now.
No. What do you mean? What does that mean? That's not anything.
Can I just I'm Jess, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. Perfect.
Great.
Nailed it.
Okay. Do I do it that casually? Do I do this face too?
Humans 101.
This face?
Yeah.
Am I doing it?
He's done it. You're great.
Am I beautiful?
You're gorgeous.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Over in Texas,
some
plane passengers, they were left a little bit unnerved when a pilot took to the intercom to go on a bizarre rant about her own divorce.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Passengers started tweeting about the whole thing before her rant abruptly segued into Trump and Clinton.
No.
Just general things were irking her.
Well, because you know what? Like, they're stuck with her.
Yeah.
She's got the floor.
Yeah, you
got
this.
They can't rebut because she's just talking.
Deal with it. She's got an audience. Making the most of it.
And also, if they were watching something on the in-flight entertainment, it interrupts at any time that anybody makes an announcement. So they're just stuck listening to it.
And they couldn't even leave. It's not even...
You can't walk out.
It's not even bad stand-up where you can just exit the venue.
I don't know what that is.
But tell you what, ranting about your divorce as a pilot, there's a marriage with a bit of turbulence.
Stop it. Just say you have bad stand-up.
Maybe the cabin didn't pressurize properly. Maybe that was why she was having a bit of a moment. You know, it's just air pressure differences, imbalance kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe that sends someone a bit weird. Maybe there was something off about that in-flight ham sandwich.
But if she's thinking about this and, like, obviously very occupied, preoccupied with this.
Right.
Maybe she shouldn't be flying the plane.
Okay. All right.
Maybe we need to,
true.
Get somebody else in there and you maybe have a day off season.
But it's funny that this is in an article, actually, because I was on a plane last week and I managed to record my pilot. Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're currently cruising over at a comfy 38,000 feet. I hope you all have a relaxing journey with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain back with you. If you look out to your left, you'll see a pretty unique cloud formation, unusual for this season. You'll also notice how positive and calm I am as a person, which is the complete opposite of what Jacob used to think. Jacob and I are no longer together. He took both the cats. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain back with you. The in-flight meal for this evening is a steaming hot chicken curry. I remember when Jacob and I used to cook curry. Could never seem to make it hot enough for him. Anyway, I hope this curry is satisfying enough to Jacob's impossible food standards.
What? I know everyone can hear me, Simon. I'm doing the in-flight announcements. We can't all have a glorious 10-year relationship with a supermodel. And you know what, Simon? She's a regional supermodel. We all know she was runner-up in Bendigo.
Anyway, fasten your seatbelts. If anyone has an issue, please let our lovely flight attendants know. We can't have any issues festering away now, can we?
Joy 94.9.
Jessica Mitch here with you this morning on Joy. Hey, last night was, yesterday was Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about Valentine's Day earlier. We got a text before because I was talking about the messages that were sent around at work. And
right.
Somebody texted in and said, I work in an office building that's very close to another company's building. We were sharing Valentine's Day puns over paper stuck to the window. Love it. Very
Aww,
good. But
really sweet.
I went on a bit of an almost date last night.
Ooh.
I'll explain more later, but it's also reminded me of another almost date that I know about, and it's a great story.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
Hey, we've been talking about Valentine's Day.
We have
a little bit. Last night,
I've been talking about milk.
Milk, yeah. Yeah, I'm keeping it relevant. last night, I went on a little bit of a date.
Oh, hello.
But it also wasn't a date. My good friend Blake, another comedian. He has gone through a bit of a breakup. A bit of one, a big breakup, just in the last sort of couple of months. And it's all a bit raw. And so we kind of joked a couple of weeks ago that we should hang out for Valentine's Day. And then he messaged me last week and said, no, really, can we get dinner next week? So it was really nice. Aww. We just went out for dinner. But we joked because it was Valentine's Day. We were sort of saying, like, we've got to do all the cliche romantic things.
Of course you do. Absolutely.
He's like, I'm going to have flowers for you. He wore a suit. I wore a dress.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
Yeah. And we're planning on, he says, what's the most romantic food? And I said, obviously spaghetti. You know,
yeah, yep.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yep.
And we were planning on meeting somewhere, and he said, where's the most romantic place to meet? Maybe a park or something? I was like, yeah, great. Needs to be some sort of park. Yeah, it was really fun. We just had a nice dinner, and it was great. But I did joke to him that it was a bit like a fake date that one of our friends went on several years ago.
Right.
You know, I'm going to just get a name and shame because it doesn't matter. But you know my friend Lewis.
Yes.
A very good friend of mine, one of my best friends. He, as a late teenager, I think, there was a girl that he liked. And but it was just like one of his best friends at the time. And he sort of said, hey, like, let's go out. Like,
am I going to feel bad about this?
Yeah, 100%. it's like, because he said, like, let's like go. It's like a date, but not, you know, like a date, but totally not a date, right?
So she's
going, oh, we'll just go out for dinner. You know, just a couple of mates going out for dinner, while he has borrowed his dad's car, borrowed some of dad's clothes.
God, stop, no.
Saved up to go to a nice restaurant. It's like, it's only funny because I know him and it would only happen to him. But it just made me think, like, I want to hear some bad date stories.
Okay.
I want people to tell me their bad date stories, please. Because I know, like, Valentine's Day is all about lots of romance and I'm sure there's lots of really nice things happening, but I think the bad date stories are pretty funny as well.
Wait, what happened with Lewis's date?
She was like, why are you so dressed up? And then they went out and had dinner.
Oh, so it was still a date. Though.
Well, no, because she was just like, no, we're just two friends having dinner.
Right, okay. And I thought it was leading to just like monumental embarrassment. And
well, it kind of was.
Yeah.
But also not. But he was just sort of like, oh, it'd be so weird if we were on a date, which we're not, obviously. It was very funny. So 0427 Joy 949, tell me your bad date stories. I want to hear them. And you know, this is a safe place and we're here for you emotionally and physically, I guess, if you want
Great.
To.
Yeah,
spiritually.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important.
Joy 94.9.
Jess and Mitchie here with you this morning on Joy. Not much time left.
Oh, there's always plenty of time. You can do a lot of stuff in 25 minutes.
What can you do?
You can cook a packet of noodles 12 times.
Yep.
And
what
a
else?
Half.
What else can you do in 25 minutes?
Oh, you can try to make a biscuit.
What will we be doing in the next 25 minutes?
Oh, right, sure. You're teasing, making me do the segue thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to do radio. Weird, I know.
Great. No, up next we have questions to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And also Policeman Bill's going to be joining us for a little chat about all things community safety.
Policeman Bill makes him sound like a friend of Postman Pat.
Yeah. In the meantime,
he's a kid's character.
I'm going to see how many packets of 2 minute noodles I can cook in 25 minutes. I mean, I've already said.
Yeah, but let's just see realistically how many you can do.
Hey, time now for a chat about all things community safety, and we're joined by leading senior constable Bill Orwell. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
It's a bit early.
Yeah. we can all manage. It's a nice day today, at least.
It is. It's pretty good today.
Yeah. Hey, Bill. There's it's important to keep an eye out for theft or potential theft, and handbag theft is a thing.
Certainly is, and especially in the CBD area. How we try and manage theft through VicPol is we divide it into certain categories, and theft other is pretty much where handbags and your generic type thefts fall into. There's obviously other categories such as theft shop steal, there's theft from motor vehicle, and there's theft of motor vehicle. Given the CBD's a large area, it's got a large volume of people coming in on a regular basis, obviously what follows is some volume crime occurs with that. And, you know, we see trends happening with those categories, and we try and keep an eye on it, and crime prevention's all about trying to stop that from reoccurring.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So with car theft, there's theft from your car and theft of car. Is one more common than the other? I assume it's less likely someone's going to make off with your car, but rather try and break into it.
Sure, yeah. Theft from would definitely be a lot higher than the actual theft of the car. Mm-hmm. But they're still occurring. Yep. And, you know, obviously on a statewide basis, but certainly in the CBD. And there's different things that you can do to try and stop that, stop yourself from being a victim of those two crimes. Obviously with theft from, lock the car to start with. Some reports for theft from and theft of, we're finding that there's actually nil evidence of forced entry, which is so it's obviously consistent with the owner leaving it unlocked. So it makes it very easy to either, you know, follow on to steal the car or steal items from the car. Some of the other issues with theft from is people are leaving valuables still, even though we try and get that message out to say don't leave the valuables in the car. People are still doing that. Obviously, a person's coming past, they'll look in the window and they'll take that opportunity.
Is concealing valuables in the car a better option, or is there still a risk if they do decide to break into the car?
Look, as a last resort, I'd be concealing the items, preferably in the boot area.
Sure.
Unfortunately, you know, we're seeing a trend towards SUVs these days, and they tend not to have the boot area as such, so it makes it a little bit more difficult. But if we can sort of keep on keep that message going that you know, don't leave the valuables, certainly don't leave them in view, or don't leave them in the car in the first place.
Absolutely.
And you know, there's some mistakes some people make where they'll just think, oh, look, it's an empty backpack and or an empty satchel. But the offender...
Who knows what's in there?
Exactly, yeah. That's right. They're thinking it's a laptop
or
it's a wallet.
Gold.
I was thinking
gold too.
Diamonds.
I was just like, blocks
just
of gold.
Filled with diamonds from a previous theft.
Sure.
So, yeah, double up there. Yeah, so look, and once again, try and keep those out of view as well, because you know, if it gets broken into, you're left with a fairly hefty repair bill as such.
For sure. And also bike theft, I suppose they're a little bit easier to take than a car.
They are, but they're not if they're properly locked. And unfortunately, what we're seeing is most of the bikes, from what I can gather, are locked, but are they really? Because a lot of the people are using insufficient locks. And when I say insufficient, it's sort of like the cable type locks. They're very easy to cut or break. I think, you know, I've got a personal story of a nephew recently that had his bike stolen a couple of weeks ago. A witness actually observed it, and the bloke rocked up in a van and hacked through it.
Great.
So what I can recommend to try and stop that is using D-locks. If you do a bit of a Google search, you'll see kryptonite type locks, and they actually offer very good chain locks as well, very strong, very sturdy. They're not impenetrable, but they will cause a lot of, you know, there'll be a lot of messing around by the offender.
Yeah, too much of an issue.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool.
Excellent. That I am actually in the market to purchase a bike, and one thing that makes me quite paranoid is the potential theft of it, because I want to get one of those, you know, those vintagey ones.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're kind of targeted a little bit more than other bikes. I don't know. That might just be my observations with where I live, but...
Well, get a good lock.
I'm going to get a good lock.
Get a good lock and you'll be fine.
I think that's the solution. Yeah, so I think it's all about just being mindful and securing everything that you can't have it being stolen.
And the other thing to take into account is where are you locking that bike up? You know, is it in a well-lit area? Are there people walking past that can actually observe it? And that's something that we call natural surveillance.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So it all helps. Yeah. It all helps to stop you being a victim.
Excellent, excellent. And you can find more information of all of this and plenty more on police.vic.gov.au. There are many fact sheets on there. And excellent.
Yeah.
Secure your valuables is the lesson. Thank you very much for coming in this morning, Bill.
Thank you, Mitch. Thanks, Jess.
No worries. Joy 94.9. Nearly time for us to hit the road, Jack.
However, it is time for... questions
to the internet.
The best.
I don't know why I joined in. Anyway.
So, questions from anonymous idiots put toward the internet in the hope that they'll get a response, but instead, it's just terrible and a disaster.
And we found them.
Okay, here we go. You ready for this?
Ready.
Okay. I wanted to see if my computer would read my credit card, so I put it in the CD-ROM and it got stuck. How do I get it out? I tried toothpicks but lost them in the process. Also, the drive is making noises.
Yeah, because there's a credit card and toothpicks in there.
Here's one. I sold my only car to help pay for gas money, but now gas has come down in price. How do I get my car back?
But you sold... But why do you need to buy gas if you sold the car?
Makes no sense at all. I've been asked to write an application in my own handwriting. Is there a computer program that will do this for me? They also want original ideas. Do you know any?
No, that's not real.
That's real.
Surely.
It's all real.
Oh, my God.
I have an assignment about computer. What is unimportant details about computer?
What is unimportant?
Yeah, they need the bad ones to just get them out of the way.
About computer.
About computer. Am I married in any state? Have I been divorced? Just the big question there. And here's one more. How do I become obese?
Obese?
How do I become obese fast? I want to look good by the end of the year. I think maybe it means something else. But
I'm confused.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
So there's your lot. Questions to the internet, or should I say... A question to the internet. Also,
you can't tell, but I did jazz hands.
That's it from us. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.